You hold the Masechta Peya, Perikei, Mishneh Dalet. Bal Habayis Shoyoiver Mimokim Lamokim. A regular balabos that was traveling from one city to another city. Now, Vitzorach Litol Leka Chichro Peya O Meiser Oni is the Locha Yitol. In other words, when he was traveling, he didn't take any money with him. He doesn't have too much panosa with him. And when he came to this new town, he found himself to be like an oni. He doesn't have what to eat. He doesn't have what to live on. So the law is, at that time, he is considered an oni, and he has a right to take leket, shichron, peyam, and maiser oni. When he goes back home, and there he does have a panosa, there he is an osher there, he is alocha yishalim. He has to pay back when he goes back home to the aniyim the money that he ate b'shas he was away on the trip. And at that time he was an oni. He had a right to take letter chicken payah. But later when he goes back home, he has to pay it back to the aniyim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So he asked Rabbi Eliezer. The chacham say though, no, he should know oni hoya b'yosesho. At that time when he was traveling on the road, he is called an oni. He did not have enough panosa then. He had a right to take the leket shichon peya and maaser oni. Vemeili does not have to pay it back when he goes back home. And the halacha is like the chachamim that you are potter from paying it back even when you get back home. Your Mishnah Hey, Hamachalif im huaniyim, a balabos that exchanges his tfua with the aniyim. In other words, he tells the aniyim, "You give me the leket shichon peya that you collected today, and I'll give you back my wheat that I have from my field." Now the difference is that the leket shichron peyam that the oni has is potter min ha-maiser. Mashenkin, this tfua that the balabas has and wants to give now to the anoni, that tfua is mechuyiv in trumas and maisers. So therefore the Mishnah says, ha-machlef im huanim is b'shaloi, that what you receive from the aniyim now, the leket shichron peyam that the aniyim give to you, is potter, you're potter from giving maiser on that, because it was leket shichron peyam. Mashenkin uveshel aniyim, now what the balabas is going to give the aniyim, there is a chiyuv trumas semaisers. It's chayiv, and therefore before the balabas gives it to the oni, the balabas has to take off trumas semaisers from it. Now, shenayim shekiblu es hasoda biarisis. His two aniyim, two poor people, was mekabel a field. A balabas gave them his field. Biarisis means that these two aniyim will work over the field, and they have a din like a balabas now. And they have to give back a chelik of it to the balabos. So the locha is ze noisen leze chelikoi maiser oni, veze noisen leze chelikoi maiser oni. Because each oni could exchange with the other oni and give him his maiser oni that he has to give away. In other words, the locha is that a balabos himself, if you own your field, even though you're an oni, you could be an oni even if you own a field. In other words, from this field you do not have a panosam that you could live on. But this field you do own. Is the halacha, the leket shichon peyam, the maaser oni that comes out of this field, you're not allowed to take for yourself. That's the halacha. Yechsiv, because the pasuk says, loy salaket loni, and it's azor loni shlo yilkot haleket shaloi. You can't take over the leket from your own field. This is where the rav is masgrit. And hu adin maaser oni, you can't keep for yourself. So the Chiddush of this Mishnah is that even though the two aniyim are both like shutfis in this field, they each own half, so they can make an exchange. And one oni says, the half of my field, the tfuah that I get, I'll be mafresh maiser sheni, a maiser oni, but I'll give it to you. And when you're mafresh on your side of the field, your maiser oni, you can give it back to me. So that's mutter. Now, ha-makabul soda liksur, if somebody is makabul a field, to cut down the field. In other words, he's like a bailam, he's like a shutfis, a part owner in this field. Pishas the tfu is still growing. Is the locha osa beleket shichu peyo maiseroni. You now are like a bailam in the sodder, and therefore when you cut down the sodder, even though you're a nani, you are not allowed to take the leket shichu peyo maiseroni from this field, like we just explained before, because the pasuk says, loisalaket loni, that an oni can't take for himself. Now, Omer Reb Yehuda, Amosai, when do we say you're called like a partner in the field itself, bizman shekibu mimenu lemachzo lishlish l'reviyayim. That you will makabla upon yourself, like you're going to keep a third of the field, a third of the produce that grows from this field belongs to you, a third or a quarter. Then we say, since your reshutfis b'shas tetzfu is still attached to the ground, it's like you own this field. But if you make up, your contract is, what part of the field, what part of the produce are you going to get? The balabas tells this oni that's taken over to work on the field, I'm only going to give you payment a third of the tfuah after it is cut down. In other words, b'shas tfuah is still growing, the whole field still belongs to the original balabas. He is not giving anything over to the oni. No, the oni, this person that's working on the field now, he'll only get his share after the tfuah is cut down. Then the halacha is, muteh b'leket of v'shichu v'peyah. The oni now that's working on this field, he is allowed to take the leket shich and pay of this field, because it's not called his field. Because the chi of leket shich and pay is totally b'shas k'tzira. B'shas the tfuah is still attached to the ground when you're going to cut down the tfuah. So without b'shas the tfuah is still attached to the ground, so who is the owner of this field? The original owner. The oni that's working now has no share in the tfuah when it's still growing. Therefore, he is not called a partner in the field when the tfuah is growing, when the chi of leket shich and pay is chal. Therefore, the oni is not the bailim here. The oni has a right to take the leket shich and peyah from this field. But this oni that's working on the field and is getting a part of the tfuah after it's cut down, he can't take the maaser oni from his part. And the pshat is because when is there a chiyuv to give maaser oni? After you cut down your tfuah and you bring it home, that if b'shas meruach, b'shas decree, that's when the chiyuv maaser oni is first chal. And at that time, you're already a partner because you're getting a share in this tfuah. So from the share that goes to you, your tfuah, you're like the bailam on it. And when you take off maaser oni, you're not allowed to keep it for yourself, but you have to give it to another oni. Mishneh Vov. Ha-moicher esodeyu, if a balabos sells his field to somebody else, his alocha ha-moicher muter, if the moicher is an oni, he is allowed to take the payah, leke chichen pay of this field, because it doesn't belong to him anymore. It's not his field, b'shas k'sira. So when the chi of leke chichen pay is chal b'shas k'sira, it doesn't belong to the first bailim anymore, so he's allowed to take it. Ma'ashenkein v'halokeach osam. The one that bought the field, now it's considered his field, so he's not allowed to take the leket shichen peyah of this field. So the Mishnah, lo yiskor odom es hapoyelim, a person should not hire workers on his field, al menas sheyukat b'noy, achrof. The al menas on a tenai, that which oni should be allowed to collect the leket shichen peyah, the children of the workman. There's even though the workman himself is not allowed to take the peyah from this field, because he's called like a bailam of the field, but he wants to make it tonight that his children should be allowed to come. That's also also to do. And the Rav learns the pshat is because since you make this tonight, it's like you're paying your worker this way, the fact that you're going to let only the worker's son come and collect the leket shich and pay him. So you are paying your worker with the leket shich and pay him. That's also. You're not allowed to pay your workers with the aniyim's leket shich and pay him. Therefore, you can't make this tonight that the worker's son should be allowed to come and collect. He should be the only oni to come and collect the leket shich and peyah. So at the Mishnah, mi she'enoi meniach esu aniyim lukit. If a balabos does not let the aniyim come into his field and collect the leket shich and peyah, oi shu meniach esu echod v'yechod loy. He like chooses which oni he lets to come into his field and certain aniyim he does not let to come in. Or else the balabas goes down and helps one oni collect the peya leket shechem peya more than the other aniyim. Is the halacha hareza goizel es aniyim? The balabas should not do this, and if he does it, it's considered like he's stealing from the aniyim. The fact he's helping one over the other one he's stealing from. And al zeh nemar, on this the pasuk says in Mishlei, al taseg gvul olam. Like, do not steal from aniyim. In other words, we say, don't read the word olam from the world, but lashon of avilim and lashon of aniyim. of poor people. Don't steal from the poor people, from the aniyim. Mishnah Zayin. Ho'imer she'shechuhu poyalim. This is the matnas aniyim of shechuhu. That means when you're collecting the bundles of the soda, after you cut down the wheat, you made bundles, and now you're taking home the bundles. Let's say you forget a bundle on the field. That's called shechuhu. You have to leave it for the aniyim. What about now? Ho'imer she'shechuhu poyalim. When the poilim, the workers, when they were collecting the bundles, they forgot a bundle behind. But the balabayis that was on the field at the time also, he did not forget. He saw that the poilim left it over, and when he was walking through, he picked it up. His dalocha is not called shechcha, and the balabas has a right to keep it. Or else, shechchu balabayis, let's say the balabas, when he was on the field, he passed over this bundle and left it there. But the workmen that were on the fields, they realized that the bundle is still there, and they picked it up. So these cases are not chal shikha. Shikha means that the people that are working on the field, they forgot the bundle there. It has to be either the balabas and the perlim if they're both there at the same time at the field. Enachanami. As if the balabas is home, not by the field, then the whole thing is totally in the perlim. If they forget the umrim, the bundles there, that's called shechcha. But when the balabas is also on the field at the time when they're cutting it down, then you need both of them to leave it there, to forget it, to give it a shame, shechcha. What about like the Mishnah? Omdu aniyim befonov. Let's say the balabas or the worker was collecting the bundles, and the aniyim gathered in front of him. And because they gathered in front of him, the balabas or the poel couldn't see this bundle. Or shechifu bekash, rostaniyim like covered up this bundle with straw. So the reason why the worker left it is not by itself, but because somebody covered it up for him. In such a case, is harayz the ene shechcha. This is not called shechcha, like we had before by leket. It has to fall by itself out of the balabas's hand. Here also, you have to forget it by yourself, and not if somebody else caused you to forget it. By the fact they covered up these bundles. That's not called shechcha.
Mishnah Ches. Hamamer l'chayvois.
As you are collecting the bundles of tfuah of wheat in your field, l'chayvois, to make a hat out of it. This is one pshat in the Rav. But the kitzur, the pshat from this Mishnah is that you're not collecting the bundles to take him to the gurin, to the place where you're going to make disha, where you're going to thresh the wheat. But you are making bundles now to take it to one place. Like here, you're making a hat out of it. Or else, l'ulechum sois, another type of a flat hat. Or else, l'charoro, you're making these bundles to make a small cake out of it, just to take a small amount of wheat, to make a small cake from it. Or else, uliomrom, you are just collecting the wheat together to make bundles, is the halacha ein lo shechcha. This is not called shechcha. If you forget the bundles here, you have no chiyuv to leave them over to the aniyim. You're allowed to take them home. And the pshat is, like the Rav says, ein lo shechcha. Kloima, ma sheshochach b'sode, b'shor shemolech liyechad min hamakoymes halolu. When you forget your bundles of tfu in the fields, when you are taking them to one of these places, which is just to make something out of them, is eino shechcha. If you forget it, then there's no mitzvah to leave it over for the aniyim. Therefore, because the pasuk says, in Devarim, ki siktzor ketzircho b'sodecho v'shochachto oimer b'sode is lesosho lekachtoi lo legev layosam lamona yia. So we dashin from this. Maktir, just like when you cut it down, shein achrof ketzir, you don't cut it down a second time. You cut off the wheat once, and that's it. Is af imur, the same thing when you're making the bundles together, shein achrof imur, that you're not going to bundle them a second time. In other words, you are bundling them now to take them straight to the gurin, where you're going to thresh, make disha on the tfua. Or b'yotzuelu, mashenke, in these cases in our Mishnah, sheyesh achrof imur, you're going to bundle them together a second time to take them to the Mokam Disha. Because right now you're not bundling, you're not making these bundles to take them to the place we're going to thresh and grind the wheat. You're taking them to one place to make a hat from them, or to make small bundles, or to make a charora, to make a small cake. And from that place, you're going to take it a second time to the Goyim. So this first time that you're making the bundle together, if you forget now, there's no mitzvah shechur. But Dr. Mishnah, what about Mimenu Ulagurin, when you're going to move the tefuah the second time from one of these places until the final place, the Gurin, where you're going to make the final bundle, where there you're going to thresh the wheat, then Yesh Toshikha. Because this last collecting, that's the last Imur you're going to make before you make the Disham, so that's Adin Shikha. Weiter, Hamamer Lagodish. This is the Ikadin. If somebody collects the bundles of wheat, I'm going to ask to bring them to the Godish, that's the place where you're going to make the disha, where you're going to thresh and grind it to them, is the din yesh l'shicha. It has the mitzvah shicha. If you forget bundles while you are collecting them, what you forget, you have to leave on the field for the aniyim. What about the mimenu ulegurin? Is ein l'shicha. But from these places until the gurin, then there's no mitzvah shicha. In other words, you first collected the bundles to make a disha, to make the final process right here. And then you changed your mind and you moved the second time to another place. Is the second movement is ein la shikha. Because like we learned before, shikha is only at one time. When you make the bundles, I'm enough to bring them to the Godish, that's when you have a chi of shikha. So here, when you first collected the bundles, you thought you're going to leave it at this place. This will be the Godish. Now, if you change your mind to move it to a second place, to make the disha someplace else, the second movement is potter from shikha. Zok the Mishnah Zeha Klal. This is the klal when we have the chiyuv to leave over shikha for the aniyim. Kol hamamir lamakim shugumar malacha. When you are collecting the bundles of tefuah, and this is going to be the gemar malacha, you're doing it to bring it to its final stage, where you're going to make disha and grind up the wheat, is yesh for shikha. Then if you forget the bundles on the field, you have to leave them for the aniyim. What about the mimenu ulegurin? Ein lo shikha. But if you first collected them to leave them here, and then you changed your mind to move it to a second place, the second movement is potah from shikha. About you had the chiyuv already the first movement, by the second movement, there's no chiyuv shikha. What about lemokom she'eino gemar melacha? Like the beginning of our Mishnah. First you collected the wheat together, you made bundles, enough to make koivois out of it, to make hats out of it, not to bring it to a skamar malochim. Is the din ein lo shikho. By this collecting, since it's not coming to its gurin, it's potter from shikho. What about the mimenu ulegurin? When you make your second movement from these places of the koivois and the kusmois, or else from the charoro liomrin, if you change your mind now and move it over to its gurin, to the place where you're going to make disha on it, then the halacha is yesh lo shikha. At the second movement, since this is called the movement to its gemar malacha, if you forget any bundles on the field, then you have to leave it over for the aniyim. That is chal the mitzvahs of shikha.
Yeah, Perek Vov. Beis Shammai Yoimrim. Beis Shammai says, hefker la'aniyim hefker. If somebody is mafker his atfua, he has a field growing with wheat, and he's mafkrit, he makes it hefker. But only for the aniyim. He says only poor people could take it, and not rich people. Is Beis Shammai holds it's chalad in hefker. What's an afkimina? That it's potter min ha-maiser. That if whoever takes this tefuah now, he does not have to give maiser from the tefuah. Beis Hillel says though, ain't no hefker. No, it's not chalad in hefker on these tefuah. Ad sheyufkar af le'ashirim kishmita. Unless you mafker it also for the rich people like Shemitah. In other words, the seventh year of Shemitah, the Torah says Yosoda is like Hefker. Anybody could come in and take the Paris on the seventh year. That's called Hefker. So if you, if you want to be mafker your Paris, you have a right to. But providing the din Hefker has to be to everybody, to the Ashirim and to the Aniyim. But if you only make it to the aniyim, it's not chal the din hefker on these peris. And the peris still belong to you. And therefore, if somebody comes and eats them and takes them, he has the chiyuv to take off trumas and maisris first. Yeah. So the Mishnah Baita. Kol oimrei ha-sode shel kav-kav. If somebody is making bundles of wheat in his field, he's bundling up the wheat, and he makes each bundle of a kav. That's a measurement. That's how big each bundle is. The echad shalabos kavin. And one bundle is four times as big as the other one. It has four kavin inside it. V'shichachoy. And now the balabos left over this one big bundle that has four times as much as the other ones. Is beishama yermim ena shichcho. Beishama holds, no, it's not called shichcho. Or beisil lermim shichcho. And beisil holds, yes, it is chaladin shichcho on this big bundle. And the pshat in beishamai, why he says it's not called shichcho, because we're going to have a Mishnah later that says if you leave over three bundles, it's still chaladin shichcho. But let's say the balabos left over four bundles in one place, then it's not chal shichcho. So beishamai holds here a svara royin, that since this one bundle you left over has four times as much as the other bundles, we look at this as if this one bundle looks like four bundles. So it's as if you left over four bundles, and therefore it's not chaladin shichcho. You do not have to leave it for the aniyim. The balabos is allowed to come back and take it. Marshenkin Betil does not say the svara from Royin. That means even though if he leaves over taka four different bundles, it's not chaladin shichcho. But here right now he only left over one bundle, even though it's very big and like four other bundles, but lamais it's only one bundle, therefore it's chaladin shichcho, and you have to leave it for the aniyim. Mishnah Beis. Ho'oimer shehu somach lagapo. If you have a bundle of wheat that you just collected from your fields, and you put it down next to a fence, agape is a fence of bricks, like a pile of bricks one on top of another, without cement in between them. That's called agape. Or else for la godish, you put this bundle down on the side of a godish, on the place where you have a pile of tvor, that you're going to thresh it, to grind them. Or else la boker, you put it next to your animals. Or else for la kelim, Rosh, you put these bundles down next to Kalim, which the Rav says that means Kli HaMachrisha. You put it down near the plow. V'shachachoy. And later you forgot it there. Is Beisharmai Omrim Eino Shichcho. Beisharmai holds this is not called Shichcho. Now why not? Because we're talking about when you collected these bundles from the field, you picked them up and you already zeichering them, and you are now taking them into the city. So Beisharmai says since you first picked them up out of the field, you are like zecher in these bundles, and they belong to you. So even though on the way to the field you put it down to rest, you put the bundle down near a fence or near the Kli HaMachrishim, and you forgot it there, but so what? It's not chaladin shichchom, since you already were zecher when you picked it up from the field, and you took it out of the field. That's Beishamai Svara, that ain't a shichcho. It's not chaladin shichcho. You do not have to, later when you remember that you left this bundle behind, you do not have to leave it for the aniyim. You are allowed to come back and be zeicher in this bundle. But Beisilul says no, shichcho. Beisilul holds it is chaladin shichcho on these amurim, on these bundles. Even though you first picked them up and you took them out of the field, but since on the way you put them down near a dover hamasuyim, in other words, you put it down near some place where you should have remembered that you put it down there. You didn't just leave it in the middle of a field. You put it down on the side of a fence, we're saying now, or on the side near the Kli HaMachrisha, near the plow. So since you put these things down near a Dover HaMasuyim, you should have remembered. And now if you forget about these things, it's Chaladin Shichcho. That's Beisilul Svarim. That's Chaladin Shichcho, even though you forget it later, after you took it out of the field. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Roshei Shurois. The Mishnah is going to talk about three different cases that everybody is masking. It's not Chaladin Shichcho. In other words, even though you forgot to cut off or pick up these bundles, you're allowed to come back again and pick up these bundles. And the Svaras will soon see why. But the first case is Roshei Shurois, the beginning, the head of a new row. In other words, in the case when you have a field of, let's say, 10 rows, and you start to cut down one row. So if you're at the beginning of the row, the Rosh HaShura, that is not called Shichcho. If you skip the whole Rosh, a whole beginning, a whole row, you're allowed to come back and cut down that row. That's not called Shichcho. Hu Adin HaOimer SheKenegdoi Machiach. If you're cutting down,
and you have bundles, or you have tefuah still left up, so at the other end of the field, it's not called shichra. There are times that the oimer shekinegdol, the tefuah that's on the other side, opposite side of this tefuah, is mechiyach, tells us that this is not shichra. Now exactly what the case is, we'll see in the next Mishnah. But there's a case that even though you forgot some tefuah, still you're allowed to go back and cut it, because the other rows show us that this is not called shichra. We'll soon see what that means. And then the third case is
ha'omer shehechsek boi lo'hilichoi el ho'ir.
You collected the bundles from the field of tefuah, and now you picked them up to take them into the city. V'shachachoi, and you forgot them on the road, on the way to the city, you put them down and you forgot them. Is moidim she'eno shichra. Here both be'shamay and be'sil la'moida, this is not called shichra. Now in this last case, picking up the bundles and leaving them on the road when you go into the city, the chur before we had, that's a machlokes in the Mishnah, be'shamay and be'sil, if it is called shichra or not. That was the last Mishnah, that o'imer shusamach legapo. And the way we learned shot, that was that you collected the bundles from the field, and you are taking it now to the city. So the Farshim say the chilik is that a Mishnah base where you put the shich, you put the oimer, you put the bundle down next to a Dover HaMasuyim, next to a place that you should have recognized, like you put it down near a fence, or you put it down near Kalim, then if you forget it, that there Beisil holds is called Shichra. Because since you should have remembered because of the Dover HaMasuyim, if you forget it, it's called Shichra. Vashenken over here, when you stop traveling into the city, if you put it down, it's not called Shichra, even according to Beis Hillel. Because here you do not put it down next to a Dover HaMasuyim. You stop put it down in the middle of the road, so there's no reason why, if you forgot it, we can't blame you. There's no reason why you shouldn't have forgotten it. So therefore here it's not called Shichra. Everybody is Moedom to Beis Shammai's Sfar before, that since when you picked it up out of the field, you were Zeicher in these Tfuah, in the wheat, the bundles, and now on the way to the road, you put it down someplace and you forgot it there. That shichra is not called shichra. Now the first two cases of the Mishnah will soon see pshat in the next Mishnah. What does it mean? The Rosh Shurois and the Omer Shekinegda is Mechich. So let's see Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet says, V'yelu hein Rosh Shurois. These are the cases, the beginning of a row that we say is not called shichra. You begin to cut down the tefuah, you start a new row, there's no din shichra. What are the cases? Shinayim shehischilu meyem tzahashura. Two people started to cut down the row, and they both started in the middle of the row. Let's say there's a long row. They have, let's say, like 10, like 100 amas long. So both of them came in the middle, the 50 amas in the middle, and they both turned their faces one to north, one to south, and they decided now to start cutting down this row. So Shinayim, two people, Sheheschilu Meyem Tzahashura. Two of them both started in the middle of the Shura, in the middle of the row. They turned opposite ways and they started to go to cut down the Tfuah. Is Zeh Ponav Litzofen, this one has his face, he's going towards Litzofen to the north side. Zeh Ponav Ledorim, and this one has his face going towards the south side. V'shichcha Lefneihem, Uliach Rehim, and they forgot some tefuah in front of them. In other words, when they started to cut, this one was going northwards. He skipped over some tefuah and he went further. And the same way the other one going southwards also skipped over some tefuah. That's talking about lefneim. When they're walking in front of them, they left over some tefuah. Ulachareim means in the back of them. In other words, that they both started in the middle of the shura, they didn't start exactly like back to back in the middle point. But each one left over a little bit behind them, even before they start to cut down. So the halacha is like this. Eshelefneihem shichachom. That they forgot in front of them when they were cutting down in front, that is the din shichra. The din shichra is that when you're cutting down the tefuah of your field, if you by mistake skip over some tefuah that you should have cut down when you were going over it, but by mistake you forgot it there, you're not allowed to come back to it, you have to leave it for their neim. So here, Shalafneim, when they're going this one towards north, this one's towards south, what's in front of him, if he forgot some tefuah, that is the mitzvah shichra. Ma'ashenken v'yeshali achreyim ein shichra. That's what they forgot behind them. In other words, before they started to cut down, they both did not meet directly in the middle of the row, that the mamash is going to cut down the whole row, but each one moved 2 feet away from the other one to start to cut down. So behind them, there are like 4 feet of tfuah that wasn't touched yet. So that tfuah has no din shichrom. And the reason is, the Rav says, because both of them thought that the other person is going to cut it down. So it's not really called shichra, he forgot it. He remembered, he knew that behind him there are 2 feet worth of tfuah, but he thought that his other friend, he's going to start from right behind him and cut down those 2 feet. So therefore he was saying his friend would do it. So therefore this is not called shichra, because it's not considered you stam left it over, you forgot it there. No, when you were cutting down, you knew there's some tfuah behind you. The reason why you didn't go to cut it down, because you were samech on your friend that he would come and cut it down. So this is eino shichra. So the Mishnah weiter, yochid shehischel mereish hashura. If a person started to cut down the beginning of the row, again, let's say you have a field that has 10 rows long, and each row is like 100 amos. So it's like a square, like 10 by 10, let's say. Each row is like, we're saying now 100 amos long, and there are 10 rows of them, and each row wide is 100, altogether it's 100 amos wide. So it's like a square field here. You have 10 down and 10 across. Now, Yochid Shehischel Mereish Hashura, a person started to cut down the tefuah, let's say on Mizrach side, going from Mizrach to Dorim, going from Mizrach to Mariv, he started to cut down. V'shochach lefonav l'achrav, and he left over some tefuah in front of him, and he left over some tefuah in back of him. So the din is, shelefonav ein shichor. Here it's faket, what left over in front of him, like he was going down the row, and the last 2 amas, last or 5 amas of the row, he left over, is not called shichra. The shela achrav shichra. Mashenkin, what's in back of him, what he passed over already, he should have cut it down, that he left over, that is called shichra. Now the svara here, why? Yeah, again, so the din is, again, that Yochid Shehischem Reish Hashura, one person started to cut down at the beginning of the row of tefuah. V'shachach lefona b'lachrav, and he forgot some tefuah, he left over some tefuah, what's in front of him, and he also left over some tefuah, what's in back of him. So the din is, shelefona v'ein shichra. So the tefuah that's in front of him, that he left over, we say that's not called shichra. The pshat is, he started to cut down the rows of tefuah. Like we're saying now, he started on the east side, and he was going towards the west side. Before he came to the west side, the last like 10 amis worth of tefuah he left over. He did that by the first row. Now he went to the second row and the same thing. He left over the last 10 amis of tefuah on the west side, he left over. So we say this is not called shichra. You know why? Because he decided, this person decided he's only going to cut down from east to west until the last 10 amis of the west side. With the last 10 amis on the west side, then he wants to cut down the opposite way, from north to south. He wants to go crosswards now. So the beginning he's going alongside, longwards, until the end of the field. But he leaves over 10 amis. Those last 10 amis he has das to cut them down, going crisscross, going from north to south. So therefore that's not called shichra, because not considered his stam left that he forgot it there. No, he knows about that tefuah, but he has das to cut it down the opposite way. So that's called, this is the Pesham, the Mishnah before, that we had that Ho'imer Shekenegdoi Mechiach. If you're cutting down the row one way, and you leave over some tefuah at the end of the row, we don't always say what you left over is Shichra. But Ho'imer Shekenegdoi, the other row is going crisscross, going the other way, could be Mechiach to tell us that he has das to leave this over, Almanas, to cut it down, northwards to southwards. So therefore, even though he's leaving over the end of the row, it's not called Shichra, because he has das to come back and cut it down the opposite way. So that's called Ho'imer Shekenegdoi. The tefuah that's left over on the opposite side is Mochiach, tells us that he didn't stam leave it over there, but he had das to cut it down again later, therefore it's not called Shichra. So that's from this Mishnah, that Shelefonav Ein Shichra. What's in front of him, the tefuah he's leaving over in front of him, is not called Shichra. Ma'ashenken v'shelachrov, the tefuah that he skipped over in back of him, that the din is taka shichra, it is called shichra. So the Mishnah, mifnei shub about tosha, because since you went to cut down this row and you skipped over some tefuah in the row, the din is about tosha. You're not allowed to come back now to cut it off, because there's a mitzvah to leave it over for the aniyim. And zeh haklal, this is the klal, that kol shu b'bal toshuv, any time you cut down some tfuah, you went down the row, and you skip some, that is a lav. You're not allowed to come back to cut it off. There's a bal toshuv, don't come back. And cut off what you forgot is shichra. That what you forgot has a mitzvah shichra on it, and you have to leave it for the niyim. They have a right to come and take it. Mashenke and v'sheinu b'bal toshuv, if there's no lav not to come back, like this case, you're cutting down the wheat from the east side towards the west side. And the last 10 amas of the west side, you leave it over for das, that later you're going to cut down crisscross the other way, from north to south. So there's no bal toshuv, there's no lav not to go and cut it down that way, because you didn't leave it over, nor you had das to cut it that way. So since there's no bal toshuv, there's no lav coming back to cut it, is memela the din is einoy shechod. It's not chaladin shechod. You do not have to leave it for the niyim. You are allowed to come back soon and cut it off and use it for yourself. Because it's not called you forgot it there. It's called that you first want to cut going lengthwise, and then you want to go in court, you want to cut it down going widthwise. So first you're going east to west, then later you're going to go from north to south. So that's not called shikha.
Your Mishnah Hay. Shnei Oimrim Shikha Ushloisha Einon Shikha. If you forgot on the fields two bundles, that you have to leave over for the niyim, it's chaladin shikha. Mashenkin, if the balabos left over three bundles, that's too much, that still belongs to the balabos, it's not chaladin shikha. He doesn't have to leave it for the niyim, he's allowed to collect it himself. Shnei tziburei zeisim v'charuvim shikha. If you have two bundles of olives, or of charuvim boxer, also that's called shikha. If you forgot it on the field when you were collecting them, you have to leave it for the niyim. Ushloisha einon shikha. But if you left over three bundles of olives or three bundles of cheruvim, it's not called shikha. Your balabos is allowed to come and take it. It's like too much. It's not chaladin shikha on it. Shnei hutzni pishton. If you're taking two hutzni of flax, that means like a bunch of flax. Two bunches of flax, if you leave it when you're collecting the flax, that shechecho. And we're talking about pishtun, that you planted these seeds for the purpose of eating them. Therefore, it's chaladin shechecho if you forget them on the fields. So if you leave over two bunches of the flax, that shechecho. If you left on the field three bunches of the flax, that belongs to the balabostil. He does not leave it for the niyim. Shnei gargorim peret. There's the halacha by the grapes on the tree, that you have to leave some for the niyim. So two gargorim, two grapes left over, that's called peret, that you have to leave it on the tree for the niyim. Ushloisha einon peret. But if you left over three grapes don't have a din peret, and the balabos could still take them home. He does not have to leave them for the niyim. Shnei shibolim leket. When you're cutting down your tefuah, you have three stalks. Two stalks left over, that's called leket. You have to leave it on the field for the aniyim. Ushloisha einam leket. As leket means while you're cutting down your stalks, if it falls out of your hands, you have to leave on the floor. That's called leket. So if two stalks fall down on the floor, you have to leave it for the aniyim. If three stalks fall down, that's einam leket. The balabos could keep it. Elo kedivre besilu. These are the lochas according to besilu. That two belongs to the niyim, and three still belongs to the balabos. The alkulam and all these cases, though, they shama yermim, shloisha la niyim, three of them, if three bundles or three stalks fall down, they still belong to the aniyim. There's a mitzvah leket, shichra, payer on them, or a parrot. No, not payer, I mean a parrot. The yabo la balabos, la balabayis, mashenkin, if four of them are left over, that belongs to the balabos. And the Rav learns the machlekes is of a tamayim mashum nechsiv. The pasuk says lo'oni v'la'ger tazlev oisam. So idashin chad lo'oni v'chad la'ger harei shnayim. Therefore, two still belongs to the niyim, but three already belongs to the balabos. U'beishamayam amri shloisha la'niyim v'yabo la'balabayis nechsiv la'ger la'yosam la'mono iya harei shloisha la'niyim. You have three of them still belong to the niyim. It's only when four are left over. Does it still belong to the balabos? Mishnah Vov. Ha'oimer shiyesh boi sosayim v'shochechoi is eino shikho. If
you have one bundle, if you have one bundle that has, that weighs a sasayim, two saws, that's how much tefuah you have in one bundle, and you forgot this on the field, is alach ein shikha. You don't have to leave it for the oni. The Baal Bos says, let her come and take it. So the Rav learns the pshat is, the pasuk says, lo yisoshuv lekachtoi oimer, v'dashin oimer shatu yochol hagbiya kul lekachas. Something that you could pick up at one time. Mashenkin shosayim, that's so heavy you can't pick it up, there's no din shikha. Right, what about shnei oimrim? You forgot two bundles on the field. Uvehem sosayim, and together, both of them together weigh a sosayim. It's each one by itself only weighs a saw. Is Rabbi Gamliel loim me'ala balabayis. We look at like both of them together, and since both of them together are so heavy you can't pick it up, they belong to the balabos, it's not chaladin shikho. The Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say though, no, laniyim, it belongs to the niyim. You look at each one separately, it's only one saw, you can carry it, it's called shikho. Therefore, even though you left over two bundles like this, they're both chal shikho. Only three bundles belong to the balabos. Now, Zoti Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Gamliel tainas back to Chachamim. V'chi meroiv ha'amorim, yoifi koicha shabalabayis, oihura koichoi. With the more bundles that are left over on the field, does that make it better for the balabos to say it's not shikho, or does that make it worse for the balabos? Omru loy, the Chom answered back, avada the din is, like the Mishnah before, that yoifi koichoi, it makes it better for the balabos. Like we had before, when you left over three bundles on the field, that belongs to the balabos. Only two bundles the shikho. So Omar lehem, so the Gamliel said to Chomin, oi bezoya svaro, umarim bizman shu oimer echod, uvoy sosayim. Just like if you have one big bundle that weighs two saws, that you're moida, the shikho, if you forget it on the field, ain't no shikho, it's not chaladin shikho on it, because it's too heavy. It's not chal shikho, or bezoy shnei amorim, when you have two bundles, uvahem sosayim, and both together now they weigh as two saws, is ein din shlo yeh shicho, avad uchnat bi shicho. It's the fact that when two bundles don't make a difference, it only makes it better for the balabos. Because the more bundles that are left over, it's the more of a svar, it belongs to the balabos. Omru loy, the rabbonim answered back to Rabbi Gamliel, loy yemomata b'yoy merecho tshuka godish. Here, no. Here we say, if you have one big bundle that weighs two saws, the reason why you put it from shichron, because it's called the godish. Like a whole pile by itself, it's not called shikha anymore. A godish means that's a whole pile of tefuah. Of tefuah. Mashenkein tuyoma v'shnei amorim. We have two different bundles. Shenki krichos. Each bundle by itself is only called a regular bundle. And if you forget a bundle on the field, it's chaladin shikha. If you forget two bundles, it's still shikha. It's only if you forget three bundles. So here, look at each bundle by itself. They're not the shear of a godish. And since you only forgot two bundles, remember they belong to the Niyim. That's the Chachamim Svara. Here, Mishneh Zayin. Koma shiyesh bo sosayim. A koma means when the tefuah is still growing or it's attached to the ground still. It's koma, it's standing. You have the wheat that's still growing. Now you went to cut down your field, and you left over, you forgot some tefuah still left on it. So that's chaladin shikho, what you left over, you have to leave for the Niyim. What about if what you left over was koma shiyesh bo sosayim? You left over two saws worth of tefuah still growing. The shikho, and you forgot it on the field, is alocha eino shikho. It's not chaladin shikho. And the Rav says the pshat is, the alfinen shikhas koma mishikhas oimer. You learn out forgetting what's attached to the field from forgetting the oimrim, forgetting the bundles. And just like by the bundles, it has to be something that you can carry, and two saws you can't carry is potter from shikho. So what din the tefuah that's still attached to the ground, if you forgot a shear of two saws, there's no din shikha, you're allowed to come back and take it and cut it down. Ein bo sosayim, let's say the tefuah that's left over is not the shear, it's not that much to make up two saws of it. Aval hiruya lasoy sosayim, but really it's roy to make two saws. In other words, it's talking about, let's say you have barley, and the barley got hit. That b'tchila was nice big barley, and then a plague came and the barley became half the size, the very small barley is right now. So the small size of the barley, you don't have enough shear to make up two saws. So the way you have right now, luchura, if you forgot that on the field, it should be chaladin shikha. Still the Mishnah says, Avol hiruya lasus asayim, afilu hishal teifach. Even the wheat is made out of teifach, that means their kidney is beans that are very, very thin. Still we say, royin oisoi, oisoi, we look at them, kilu hi anova shel sarim, as if they're nice big beans of barley. In other words, even though these barleys now got hit and got like half destroyed, they became very small at this year. It's not a sasayim, but if they wouldn't have been hit, no plague would have come on them. They would have been regular sized barley. They would have been a shear here of a sasayim if the ones that are growing would have been bigger. It would have been a sasayim, so then also you put them from shechcha. You don't go boss of what you have right now, but you say a svar of royin. We look as if these are very good wheat, a very good barley, and if they would be nice big sized barley, you would have left over on the field that was sasayim, that's also potter from shechcha. Mishneh Ches. Hakoma matzeles es ha'oimer v'yes hakoma. Hakoma means tfua, the wheat that is still growing. It's still attached in the ground. That's called hakoma. It's still standing. Is let's say you left over some wheat that you didn't go to cut down yet. So it's not shechcha. You didn't forget it there. You just didn't get to it yet. Is that standing tfua is matzeles es ha'oimer. It protects, it saves for you. Oimer means bundles of wheat, that you bundle together the wheat and you forgot the bundle on the field. Now, that bundle should be shikha. But let's say that bundle you forgot right next to standing tfua, and you still have das to go back to cut the tfua. That's called the koma. So that's matzeles es oimer. It stops the oimer from being shikha. Since you have a right to go back and cut the koma, you have a right to go back and get the oimer. V'yes ha-koma. One standing tfua could also protect and save other standing tfuas that should have been chalav din shichra. Now let's say you were cutting one row and you forgot, you skipped in the middle, you skipped and left over some there. So that should be chalav din shichra. But let's say the next row, right next to it that you did not start yet at all, so that row is not shichra, that row is called hakoma. It's also called standing tfua, that you are going now to go and cut it down. Now let's say this tfua that's standing, this whole row, it extends, it sticks out right next to the other koma, the other tfua that should have been chal shikha on it. But we say no. Since the standing tfua, this row that you're going to cut down, is right next to it, like the leaves on top touch one another, touches the koma, the standing tfua that should have been shikha, it's not shikha. Because the koma protects it, saves it for you. Nerd, like the Rav says, if this wheat, the standing wheat that you forgot there, so it should have been shechum, but it's standing, the height of it, the tops of the stalks, reach the stalks of the next row, that you did not start to cut down that row. So since you have a right to cut down the next row, huadin, you still have a right to cut down this koma, even though you forgot it when you cut its row. So again, this is the pshat in the Mishnah, that hakoma, if you have standing tfua that you didn't cut down yet, that you didn't start to cut down this row yet, is dalocha matzeles es oimer. It protects, and oimer means bundles that you forgot. Next to this koma, the balabos is still allowed to take it. It's not chaladin to give it to the neim. V'yes hakoma. Other tfua that's still standing, but you forgot it, the first tfua, that this row you did not start yet, which you're going to cut down, if it's touching the top stalks, are touching one another, it's not chal shikha, you let it cut it down. And the Rav says the pshat is, because the Pasuk says, Yersiv ki sikso v'shochachto. He says, Oimer shesvivoysov ktsir hevashikha. A neimer, a bundle that all around was already cut down, there's nothing standing, that's called shikha. V'loi oimer shesvivoysov koma. And not a bundle that you have around it standing tfua. Since you still have standing tfua around these bundles, and you have a right to cut down the standing tfua, it's not chaladin shikha. Zokti Mishnah, Eizeu hi komo shihi matzeles es ho'imer. What's called the case? How much tfua do you have to have koma standing up, still growing, that we say it saves a bundle that's left right next to it? That's matzeles es ho'imer. So the Mishnah calls she'eino shikha afilu klach echot. As long as you have a right to go and cut that stalk that's still growing. In other words, you do not forget it. you were cutting down the row and you left over the last stalk. Not the pshat you forgot it there. Just let's say you went for lunch break, you stopped, and you still have one stalk standing there, but you have not to cut it. You're allowed to come back and cut that one stalk. Now, if in between you forgot bundles right next to that stalk, even though on the bundles it should have been challah din shechron, but we say no, since you have a right to come back and cut off this one stalk that's standing, the male of the oimer is not challah din shechron. So, Mishnah test. So, tfuwa akura. If you have a whole saw, the measurement worth of tfuwa of the wheat that you already cut it off, and you forgot it, the saw she'ena kura, and you have another saw's worth of tfuwa that's still growing, it's still attached, and you forgot both of them. So the chiddush is we had before, even though if you forgot a sosayim, you forgot the measurements of two saw, since it's so big, it's not called in shichro, but there have to be two saws of the same thing. Either the both of them have to be akura, wheat that's cut off already, or else they both have to be ein akura, that's not cut off. But here you had one saw of wheat that was cut off, and one saw of wheat that was not cut off, it's not mitzaref, and both of them could be challah din shichro on them. Yeah. Baita v'chein bi'ilon, the same thing by a tree. If you have two different trees, that the Rav says, saw peris talushim, if you have tfua on the ground, you pulled off the tree and you the peris and you forgot it there, and then you have a saw of peris left on the tree that you also forgot. So we don't say it's too sosayim, it's too big to be chal din shichron. No, since each one is separately, each one is chal din shichron, and since each one is only the size of a saw, it's like a chal din shichron. Vahashum. We have solim enam mitzarfim l'sosayim. That a shum, those are type of garlic, and a solim, a type of onions, they're not mitzarfim l'sosayim. They're left over one saw of onions and one saw of garlic, they're not mitzarfim together to give it a shame sosayim. Or sosayim is only if you have it the exact same type. Or two saws of wheat, that's too big to be chal shichro. But here you only have one saw of garlic and one saw of bitzolim. They're not mitzar, and therefore each one is shichra. Elo the Mishnah says, Elo she'aniyim heim. They are shichra, and they belong to the aniyim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says now a chiddush, that in bo'es rishus ha'oni b'emsa. Let's say you left over on the field a sosayim worth of tfuah. You left over a lot of wheat you forgot to cut down. So since you left over a sosayim, really, it should not be chal din shichro. It's too much to be shichro, like we had the Mishnah before. The Rabbi Yosi says, what about in boyas rishus ha'oni b'yemsa? In the middle of this field that you have your tfuah still standing, you have rishus ha'oni. That means, let's say leket. Let's say while you were cutting off the other tfuah, it fell down in between this field. So there's some rishus ha'oni, there's some leket, there's some tfuah that belongs to the oni in between your field. Then the locha is Einam Mitzdarfin. This whole field that you left over, two saws worth of tfuah, are not Mitzdarf. Since there's a row in between that belongs to the Aniyim, it's like Leket that you forgot there, or fell off. Leket means while you were cutting down your tfuah, some tfuah fell out of your hand, fell down, that's called Leket. You have to leave it for the Aniyim. So since the Aniyim have a right to take one piece here in this field, that like divides up the field in half. And we look at each side of it is two separate fields. So since each field by itself does not have a shear of a sosayim, it's only one saw of tfuah left over there, it's not challah din shichro. It is challah din shichro. We do not say this field has too much, has a sosayim worth of tfuah, to say it's too much to be chal shichro. No, we look at each saw by itself, since in between there's a reshus oni, and each one by itself is a shear, it should be chal shichro. The Yimlav, Harei Elu Mitzdarfin. Let's say there's no Rishus Oni in between, there's no Leket in between, then we look, since Lamaisa you have a Sosayim left over a Tfuah that you forgot, that's too big, that's not called Shichro, that's why the Mishnah before said that's called the Godush, and the Mele Yepotim in Ashichro. You're allowed to keep it. And the Rav says, we ain't halacha Reb Yosi. We don't hold like Reb Yosi. If Lamaisa you have one field that has a sosayim tfuah still left there, and you forgot to hold sosayim, it's not challah din shichro on this sosayim. with Mishnah Tes. Tfuwa shenosno l'shachas. Hey, tfuwa, that's the wheat, that you cut down when it was still, like, unripe. L'shachas, the Rav says, mizliktsar, to cut it down, v'oida leichol achilu l'beimon. The tfuwa is still very soft, it's not really ripe yet, and you want to use it for your animals, that's why you're cutting it down. Oi li'aluma, or else you're cutting down tfuwa now, in order to use these stalks to use to make bundles to tie up other bundles, like ma'almim alumim. So you're cutting down this wheat to use it for stalks to tie up other bundles. V'chein v'yagudei ha-shum. Who are then if you have small bundles of garlic, that you are gathering them together? Yeah. Is the locha v'yagudes ha-shum v'yapsolim. And then you have bundles of garlic and bundles of bitsolim of onions. Yes, in the first case, agudei hashum means these are garlic that you planted only in order to use its stalks to tie up other bundles. Then you have bundles of this garlic and bundles of bitsolim. The Rav says it means im shachum. If you forgot these bundles on the field, it's einam shichur. It's not chal din shichur on these bundles of garlic and onions. Why? The derech shumin ubtzolim shoysamiyam agudas ketanis. The way you usually cut off the onions and the garlic is first you make a lot of small bundles, and then you tie all the small bundles together to make one big bundle. So therefore, the shichur is only chal when you finish making the bundles, when you made this one big bundle. The kol zman you have the small bundles, it's like you're still in the middle of making the omer, so it's not chal din shichur. So that's what the Mishnah says, ein lahem shichur. It's not chal shichur on all these things. The first ones, because they're not called the ksira l'achila, you're not cutting down the tfuah to eat. You're only cutting down the tfuah either to give to the animals, or else to make bundles with them. So it's not chal shichur. And even onions and garlic, it's only chal shichur after you put all the small bundles together and made one bundle, made the bigger bundles. Now, if you forget the bigger bundles, that's chal shichur. When you only forget the smaller bundles, it's not chal shichur. So, the Mishneh v'chol ha'tumunim ba'oritz. Anything that's stuck under the ground, it's like hidden in the ground. So, goin haluf, that's a type of an onion. V'hashum v'yabtzolim, that's garlic and onions. These things grow, the bulb itself grows in the ground. As Rabbi Yehuda ro'im ein lehem shichur. If you told me, if you get these on the field, it's not chal shichur. Why not? So the Rav says, because he dashin, the pasuk says, sodichur. We dashin mas sodah begoli, it's open, you can see it. Al kosher begoli, you can see it. Prat l'tomin, if it's hidden, you can't see it, it's not chal din shichur. The chol meimrim, yesh lehem shichur. No, even though these things grow inside the ground, so what? If when you're pulling them out, you forget a few of them there, it is chal din shichur. Aye, the pasuk says sodichur, mashm only something that's outside in the field that you can see. So the Rav says they learned the pshat is the pasuk also says ketircho, the mashm nami goli. Ketircho is mashm anything you have to cut down. So they'll have a miyat acha, miyat el rabbis or marav mesatom. It's coming to include to be marav with something else that even the tomon, even something that's hidden, also has a din shichur. So that's the Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha-koitzer balayla. If somebody cuts down his tfuah at the night time, v'hamamer, and he's gathering the bundles together at night time, and he forgets some bundles there, or he forgets something to cut down there, v'hasuma, who are then somebody that's blind, and by him, whether he cuts down by day or by night, is the same thing, yizalocha yesh lehem shichur. If when they are cutting down, they forget to leave some bundles, or leave some stalk standing, it's chal din shichur, and they have to leave it for their name. Let's say the person was going to collect. He only went to collect the big ones and not the thin ones. Is ein lo shichur. When he leaves over the thin ones, it's not chal shichur. It's not pshat. He forgot it there. He wasn't going to collect the thin ones. He only wanted to get the bigger ones, the bigger tfuah. So if you're only going to collect to cut down the bigger tfuah, that when you leave over the smaller ones, pshat, it's not chal shichur because not something you forgot. You should never went to get it. So the Mishnah im Omar Harayani Koitzer al Minas Ma Shani Shacheach ani Etol. If somebody makes like a Tanah, he says, I'm going to cut down the wheat of my field, But I'm making the Beferesh Tanai a condition that any tefua that I forget there, I do not want it to be chal shechra. I don't want it, I still want it to belong to me. So if the Mishnah, yesh lo shechra, it's still chal adin shechra. Your Tanai does not help. Why? Because this is called the masna mashkosu v'atayram, or Tanai bottle. If you make a Tanai to say fakir the opposite of what the Torah says, it's not chal such a Tanai. So since the Torah says when you forget the tefua on the field, when you're cutting it down, it's chal adin shechra. Or else if you forget the bundles when you're collecting them, it is chal adin shechra. So if you make a Tanai condition at the beginning that when you're cutting it down, you don't want it to be chal, you can't make such a condition. That's the klal of masna mashir kosa batera is Tanai is bottle. Tanai is not chal.
After Perek Zayin, says Mishnah Aleph, Kol Zayis Shiyesh Loi Shein Basode, any type of an olive tree, a Zayis, that has a special name in the soda. That means it's a special type of an olive tree that gives off a lot of good olives. Is afilu kizayis hanatufa b'shaitoi. Even if it's just that at its time, it has a good name that it gives off a lot of oil. Now it's kizayis like an olive, hanatufa. Natufa means like it's running. It runs, a lot of oil comes out of it, b'shaitoi at its time. Now, b'shaita means that even though the whole year it doesn't give off so much oil from this olive tree, but just at one time, one part of the year, it gives off so much oil. Therefore, it has a name to it that it's called Kizayis Hanatufa. So such a zayis, such an olive tree, if you leave over the olives on the tree, you are potter min hashichcha. And the Rav says the tamiz, because the Pasuk says, v'shochach to'ime ba'asoder, so we dash in Oimer Shata Shekha Khaloidam. Something that once you forget it there once, normally you will forget it there forever. Yotzezer Shata Zoichroliachazman. Mashenki, in this one you remember it in the future. Because you know about the special tree you have, you will remember it. Yeah, so the Lashon HaMishnah again, that Kolzai Shieshla Shein Basod, if any olive tree that has a special name in the field, even if only the fact that it gives off this special oil just at one part of the year, still, if you forget some of the olives on the tree when you are cutting them down, you do not have to leave it over for the neem. You're allowed to take it back for yourself. Now, when do we say this klal, that a special type of an olive tree, there's no din shecho? That's Bishmoy. If it has a special name, we'll soon see what that means. Over Maisov, it does special acts. In other words, it produces special types of fruits. Over Mkoymoy. It also depends where the makom of this tree is. Now, Bishmoy, what does it mean it has a name? Shohoyo Shafchuni. Means people call this tree Shafchuni. What does that mean? That means that the Rav says, Shezesov Shoivchim Shemen Harbe. That its oil flows a lot of oil. In other words, from these olives flow a lot of oil. So it has a special name to this tree, so therefore you never forget about these olives. Oy Bishni. Or else Bishni, that means like it embarrasses other trees. Now if this is such a good tree that it embarrasses all the other trees because this one gives off such good olives. So that's the name of this tree. Therefore you never forget about this tree. So even if you forgot for one day to take off all the fruits, it's not chal shecho.
Alright, Mitch Shem will continue on the next tape.
You hold the Masechta Peya, Perikei, Mishnah Dalet.